Hi there, and welcome to Voyage on December the 3rd. Boy, the winter is here, and that's okay, right? My name's Keith Black, and for the next 3 hours, I'm going to keep you warm with some great jazz. As usual, there will be some new stuff and some not-so-new stuff and all sorts of different moods, and I hope you can stay tuned because there's going to be some excellent music. I'm aware of the fact that a lot of people are still running around, or have just started to run around, getting ready for Christmas and get the decorations up and unsnarl the lights that somehow have mated all year in some strange manner. So take a bit of time to relax, get a cup of coffee or something, and just enjoy the music for a while. It's going to be another neat morning, I believe, and there will be lots there for almost anybody to enjoy. I will briefly go over the playlist between what's going to happen between now and 1 o'clock. Then I'll go back with more detailed introductions and explanations as I go. Going to start today with drummer Joe Bowden, who has a new album out called "Music Is Life." That's can't argue with that. But that'll start our show, Joe Bowden. And then pianist Noam Lemish with another new show called new album called "There's Beauty Enough in Being Here." There you go. Following that, some music from a couple years ago with drummer Ernesto Cervini's group Turboprop. And following that, trombonist William Carne's latest release called "The Unburdening." His group is called Choices, all capital letters. That's really stands out. Following William Carne will be my historical segment. There's an East Coast pianist called Jeff Johnson that has, I think, a new album out. I got some note that it was there. Have not listened to it, but it triggered my interest to go back and dig out a Jeff Johnson album from way back that was recorded with trumpeter Kenny Wheeler. And I haven't played it for a long, long time. And when I dug it out, I thought it deserved to be heard. And it will be my historical segment today. Following that, bass player Rich Brown from his latest great album. And following that, guitarist David Occhipinti with some challenging stuff, some neat composing and writing from David on his latest album. And I'll end the program with some tracks from the WJO. I was playing a sample track from an album that's going to come out from the WJO early 26, either January, February, whatever. And they always give a preview track that it's as a teaser, and I played that a week or two ago. And it led me to dig out some of my slightly earlier WJO music, and I'll end the program with that. So there you have it, a great lineup of some terrific jazz from all over the place. And I'm going to start with the new album from drummer Joe Bowden. He's also the composer here, as well as a lot of the music is original and is his. It has also Warren Wolf on vibes, Manuel Valera on piano, Rich Brown. Oh, he's going to show up with his own album later on, but here he is on electric bass, and Mike Downs also on electric bass. They sort of switch off, as often happens on these jazz things. If you listen regularly and are really interested in knowing who's on what track, you're probably not going to be happy all the time, because a lot of the albums, they switch personnel, and not everybody's on every track and whatever. And so my advice is just listen to the music, and if it's bass player A or bass player B, see how it all sounds, no matter who it is. But from Joe Bowden's "Music Is Life," going to play, three or four tracks that are relatively short, one especially. First one's called "Spacing Out." That's interesting. Then "Sunny Day." Looks like that was the case when I came in this morning. Then "The Next Step" and "The Way." Here is drummer Joe Bowden from the album "Music Is Life."
Thank you.
Drummer Joe Bowden with a set from his latest new album called Music is Life. And sort of good. That last track was called The Way. A lot of the compositions are his as well. Sort of a lot of driving rhythm there that he provides. And it's now 10:28. My goodness, how could that happen already? It's 10:28 Central Time here in Winnipeg. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. The program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here live in the studio. Streamed and archived at CKUW.ca. And however, whenever, however you got to be listening this morning, you're more than welcome and I'm happy to have you here. Moving on now to the pianist and composer again, Noam Lemish, with a brand new album of his called There's Beauty Enough in Being Here. I guess that's a sort of a... we sometimes get lost in recognizing that, don't we? With him here is Sundar Viswarathan on alto and soprano saxophone and bansuri, Andrew Downing on bass, and Nick Fraser on drums. Good stuff. Parenthetically, I can say that I saw Nick Fraser at the West End a number of years ago. The West End, by the way, is in trouble. If you've got some spare cash, they have provided such an incredible gift to the music and arts community for all these years, and they are struggling financially, literally, in the next month or so. They need cash. But anyhow, I digress. From the West End, Nick Fraser had a drum solo that is one of the best live drum solos I've ever heard in my life. This man is great. Anyhow, here he's a sideman with Noam Lemish on piano from their album called There's Beauty Enough in Being Here. I'm going to play San Francisco as My Copenhagen. And the title track, There's Beauty Enough in Being Here. And then The Poignancy of Now, which is actually a reworking of a Schumann composition. Here is Noam Lemish. Thank you. There you go, a little Robert Schumann there, rearranged for jazz group. That was a neat track from a neat album. The album is called There Is Beauty Enough in Being Here. And that track was called The Poignancy of Now, which is an adaptation of a Robert Schumann cantata or something that he wrote. Anyhow, that was Noam Lemish there on piano and leading that group. Neat album. There's Beauty Enough in Being Here. And Being Here at the moment is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. The program is Voyage. My name is Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 on Wednesdays here live at the studio. Streamed and archived at CKUW.ca. Now, 10:47 Central Time on a sort of a... Well, neat day. As a native Winnipegger, you can't just sort of get along and say, well, it's winter, I hate that again. It happened last year and I hated it just as much then. You got to embrace it. And I frankly love winter. So it's not an issue for me. I love the seasons. I love the change. I love them all. And if it gets to be winter, and if, as I am fortunate enough, and I hope you are too, to have the clothing to wear when you go out in the cold, then there's nothing to be afraid of. Blah, blah. Let's get back to some music here. Drummer Ernesto Cervini from Toronto has a number of different jazz groups, and I was playing one of them a few weeks ago, actually, from his group called Turboprop, and it struck me that that album, I hadn't really played a lot of it for a long time. So I'm going to play one, two, three tracks from an album called Abundance, which came out a few years ago with his group Turboprop, and it's got some of the usual suspects and familiar names from this morning. For example, Tara Davidson is on alto and soprano, Joel Fram on tenor. William Karn is going to show up as leader of his own group in a while on trombone, Adrian Ferrugia on piano, Dan Loomis on bass, and Ernesto Cervini, who is a friend of the station, and sort of I consider him a friend of mine too. We have some very interesting email correspondences over the years. But from the group called Turboprop, and the album is called Abundance. Been out for a few years now. It's not brand new, but it still holds up. Here is Ernesto Cervini and Turboprop with a set that is starting with The Queen and then Tad's Delight, which is a tune you might recognize out of the old Bob Harris, and then My Shining Hour, which is actually from the old American classic songbook in its day. Here is Turboprop.